GOP redistricting efforts, threats of ICE agents at polling locations, and the shadow of the January 6th insurrection are fueling mounting concerns ahead of the November 2026 midterm. Democratic lawmakers are condemning what they describe as President Donald Trump's attempts to take over elections. Progressives are organizing in response, including efforts to block the Republican-backed legislation known as the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or SAVE. The bill would require Americans to prove they are citizens when they register to vote, mostly through a valid U.S. passport or birth certificate. A requirement, critics argue, could disenfranchise millions of eligible voters. California Attorney General Rob Bonta contends the SAVE Act represents a broader national strategy to federalize and exert control over elections, raising constitutional and voting rights concerns.
No president in recent history has been so hostile to free and fair elections. The president has tried to take control of elections, spread misinformation, and threatened folks working to keep elections secure. He's shifted the focus of the federal government away from protecting voters and toward chasing unfounded claims of fraud.
President Trump continues to claim that election fraud is rampant. However, those claims are not backed by data. Even researchers affiliated with the Heritage Foundation, the creators of the conservative policy blueprint known as Project 2025, have found that verified cases of voter fraud amount to well below 1% of the ballots cast. Following the 2020 election, more than 60 lawsuits were filed by Trump and his allies challenging the results. State and federal judges, including some appointed by Trump, found no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Arizona has been a hot spot for unsubstantiated voter fraud allegations, particularly after a MAGA-aligned county recorder revived claims dating back to the 2020 election. However, Stephen Richer, who oversaw elections in Maricopa County, has publicly stated that instances of non-U.S. citizens voting are rare and that allegations of widespread or systematic fraud are not supported by evidence.
SAVE has largely been sold to the American public as necessary to stop non-citizens from participating en masse in American elections. And that's just simply not the case.
Democrats are also condemning what they describe as an unconstitutional pressure campaign by President Trump's Department of Justice to obtain states' unredacted and sensitive voter registration lists, raising concerns that that data could be used to purge voter rolls. Election law attorney Norm Eisen, who has worked on more than 260 legal cases and matters challenging actions by the Trump administration, says the efforts fit into a broader strategy to assert federal control over elections.
The Save America Act would impose onerous burdens on married women who have changed their name, or men who have changed their name as part of a marriage. People change their name for a variety of reasons. But Senator, it would impose those burdens on every American, because think of what we've just described. No real problem.
Earlier this month, the FBI relied on years-old claims of election fraud to obtain a search warrant to seize ballots from election offices in Fulton County, Georgia, despite many of those allegations having already been thoroughly investigated and debunked. In response to the seizure, Fulton County's District 4 Commissioner Mo Ivory urged leaders and election experts to step up and work together to safeguard democracy.
Fulton is not the end of it. After agents targeted our elections office, similar actions followed in Puerto Rico. That sequence matters. It shows that what happened in our country was not an isolated dispute, but a model. We are watching this unfold alongside increasingly explicit calls from Donald Trump and his allies to nationalize elections. Efforts to centralize control over elections and impose new federal restrictions, such as the SAVE Act, move us further away from our Constitution's promise that voting power rests with the people.
In 2020, it was also in Georgia where Trump called Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and urged him to find enough votes to reverse the outcome of the election in favor of Joe Biden.
And even if you cut them in half, and cut them in half again, it's more votes than we need.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Despite what Mo Ivory described as attempts to intimidate and dox her by the president and his supporters, she shared a message directed at Donald Trump.
Our system was designed so that no one president and no single administration could control who votes or how votes are counted. Your attempts to challenge our constitutional framework via federal overreach are shameful. You will never be able to silence Fulton County voters. Because I promise you this, the South got something to say. I am not just a Fulton County commissioner. I am an attorney, law professor, communicator, a wife, a mother, and a grandmother, and proudly a Georgia voter. That last title is a badge of honor in this country. I refuse to let anyone threaten that right. I promise to do everything in my power to ensure that elections in Fulton County, in Georgia, and in America remain free, fair, and protected.
The SAVE Act is currently stalled in the Senate for now, despite Donald Trump urging Republicans during his State of the Union address to pass the bill. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports that pro-Trump activists who say they are coordinating with the White House are circulating a 17-page draft executive order alleging that China interfered with the 2020 election. According to the report, the draft would use that claim as a basis to declare a national emergency, potentially granting the president expanded authority over federal election oversight. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.